Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. Caleb Madison thinks he's lost his importance to his best friend and crush, Jay. Worried about what might happen if he's completely forgotten, he disappears to New Jersey. That disappearance causes a chain of events. Tensions grow, secrets are spread, enemies are made. That's the storyline for the compelling new novel, Disappearance, by Mackenzie Arctic. Mackenzie is an 11-year-old author, yes, an 11-year-old published author. She started writing at age 9 completely by accident. She was bored, wondered how far she could get writing a book. Starting out as a short story, now published book, receiving rave reviews. Her writing and theme well above her age level, a pretty mature book no one really expected from the quiet girl who sits and draws at the back of class. Mackenzie Arctic, author of Disappearance, is our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Mackenzie. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Rick. Thanks for having me.
It is a pleasure. So much to talk about during the course of the program. 11 years old, published author. I'll talk about what that experience has been like as we go through the program. But I mentioned this came about sort of by accident. This wasn't a lifelong dream to become an author. Talk about how this whole process came about for you.
I was in like third grade, like very beginning of the year, and I started writing a story about a goat.
And from the goat?
I wrote a story about a goat.
About a goat, okay.
It was a very weird story. It was like about powers and everything. And I just added people in my class, and I really didn't like it. So then I just started writing more, and it's just so weird because it's a goat.
Well, yeah. Where did that inspiration come from? I mean, when you sat to write, what made you think of, I think I'm going to write a story about a goat?
I really liked goats when I was in third grade. I don't know why.
Well, and you write about something you like and enjoy, so that makes some sense. For this book, how did this whole process come about for the book Disappearance? I mentioned the mature theme, which we'll talk about, but where did this idea come from? And I mentioned it started as a short story. So how did this process begin for you?
I had read a story written by one of my friends. It was a very short thing, and it was like the idea, I really liked it. So I decided, like, I asked her if I could use it for a bit. I didn't want to publish it. It was just something I was going to use on like an online writing app, like let other people read it. And then it just became this.
Well, yeah, it's amazing how it grew from that to become a published book. The book is Disappearance. Mackenzie Arctic is the author and our guest on This Week in America. You'll find the book at bookventure.com, the usual places. Link on directly to information on the book at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You said at one point you've never really considered writing anything. You considered it sort of a waste of time and a lot of work. Was this a lot of work? I get the impression once you got started telling this story, it really wasn't that much work, or was it?
I have a very active imagination, especially when I wrote this story December of 2017, so I like just turned 11 at that point. So I was writing it, and then I just kind of continued on with it. I didn't find it boring. Because I like drawing too, so drawing out characters, like sketching everything out in my mind, and then putting it down on paper was just fascinating to me, so I decided to continue with the story.
Well, and let's talk about that. A same-gender romantic relationship, I mentioned the theme may be beyond what most people would think a young girl about to become a teenager would be writing about. What was it about this topic that really interested you and led you to tell this story?
Well, I've had a bunch of friends who are in the LGBT community, and I myself am a part of it. I will really date anybody. But I really like the idea of having same-sex relationships. I know it's a very controversial thing with, like, homophobic people, transphobic people, like people just not liking the community, but I feel like sharing a story that has that theme could really help someone with a few things, because it tackles a bunch of topics, and I just think it's very important for people to know that there's always going to be someone to, like, talk to them and just, yeah.
Well, besides a very interesting story, it's an excellent story. You do talk about a number of topics, and you have to be helping a lot of people who are reading this and possibly trying to figure out themselves and acceptance, that type of thing. What kind of feedback are you getting from people who have read the book?
Well, I knew that I would be getting mixed reviews, and my mom had read it, and I didn't get the best review from her, but it wasn't, like, bad. It's just she was kind of confused as to why I had taken that topic. While with other people, like, I had given it to some of my friends who I let read it, and they really liked the story. So I knew I would get both from different people, but I was happy that I got mostly good reviews.
The book can help a number of people because the characters you portray in the book are real, honest-to-goodness people. Disappearance is the name of the book, written by Mackenzie Arctic. Let's talk about some of the main characters in the book, Caleb and Jay in particular. Talk about who these two people are.
They're actually based on actual people in my life who I don't really talk to anymore, but I decided to make them older and more just different than what they usually would be. But Jay, as a character, Aviana, like, she is the exact same as Jay. Like, people wouldn't read know that just by reading the book, but she's actually the same as Jay in a bunch of different ways, but not all of those ways have been explored. While Caleb is the exact opposite, but in the story he's portrayed as more similar than Aviana is, but, like, deep inside, Caleb is very different from Jay.
Talk about some of the emotions that they go through, because it's a lot. They're dealing at a tender age with relationships, and that can be a struggle sometimes.
Caleb starts off the book, he's, like, feeling alone because Jay kind of ignores him for a bit, and I know a bunch of people can be ignored, and they, like, feel like they're not worth it. So after, when he, like, runs away, that's when Jay finally realizes, and he's, like, trying to get him back. He starts to develop a bit of a crush on him, which is kind of hard because he had only more recently figured out that he was, like, really bisexual because his only, like, actual boyfriend had left a long time ago, and he'd, like, tried to push those feelings away. So when he figures out that he likes Caleb, he's, like, he's more confused than when he started. But then he finds his old boyfriend, Matthew, and they kind of get back together, like, because they haven't seen each other in a very long time, but Jay realizes that the feelings he was feeling for, like, Caleb kind of started because he started thinking about Matthew.
What are some of the issues that you tackled? You mentioned that you jump in and you really hit some of these issues head on in your book, Disappearance. What are some of the themes that you talk about in the book?
Well, there are some things with bullies, because I know that some people will try to bring people down and, like, share secrets and all that, because this happened to me too, and I unfortunately couldn't get that person out of my life until I had left that town. But I'm in a better place now. But it's like, there's a bunch of, how do I explain this? People, like, Caleb has the irrational fear of being left behind. Aviana has the irrational fear of being forgotten. So when someone forgets her, she gets super mad, super angry, and she just can't deal with it. She has, like, mental breakdowns during the book. But she has, like, all these friends around her willing to support her. And then I guess at the end, she just can't take it anymore. She can't take being that way. So she just kind of disappears like Caleb did. But it's in a different way because she didn't realize that they would be going to the same college. So she finally decides to come clean.
When you started writing the book, did you have this whole story laid out, or is this something that evolved as you started the writing process?
It evolved a lot because I only intended it to be very short. I only intended there to be three characters, like Jay, Caleb, Aviana. They were the only characters I had ever thought about involving. But then it kind of grew more because I had realized this could actually be pretty good. So I started adding more characters. They had very different storylines, except for, like, Aviana and Jay.
What has this been like for you from your personal standpoint in writing this? Has this been beneficial to you? Was this like a positive exercise for you in writing, maybe learning something about yourself in the writing process?
Well, I have been able to learn a lot about myself because during this, I had very toxic friendships and a bunch of people that didn't support me. So I guess that was kind of my way out of that. Because I'd written about all these characters who had, like, been bullied or who people are trying to spread secrets about them. And I lie personally with Aviana because she's like the hardest to read, and I'm very hard to read. Like, she holds her feelings in like I do. So Aviana is basically another representation of me.
When you started this, you mentioned that this really was not designed to be a book. Talk about how the book happened. You write this story, and suddenly it grows. You're able to touch a lot of people with a very important message. When did you decide, you know, maybe there's something here. Maybe I could publish this book and help even more people.
By the time I had ended, like, Caleb and Jay's, like, small arc at the beginning, that's when I kind of realized this could actually be more. It could help people. So then that's when I started involving Aviana more, her friends, like Ari. They were all, like, more involved. And the thing is, like, it's broken into three parts, but, like, it's not really shown to know that. It's broken up into the Jay Caleb arc, which is the first part. Second part is like, Aviana and her friends, and then, like, it kind of has, like, this small part where, like, all of them are together. Then the fourth part is, like, college and all that.
With us on the program is Mackenzie Arctic, and that's A-R-C-T-I-C. The book is Disappearance. You'll find information at bookventure.com at the bookstore. Log on to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and go directly there. I think you mentioned that your birthday is in December. Are you officially 12 now?
No, my birthday is not in December. I had just recently turned because I did early December. My birthday was November.
Ah, okay. So a 12-year-old published author now.
Yeah, the whole point, like, we had started doing that. And we were told it'd be more interesting for an 11-year-old than a 12-year-old because I'm a sixth grader now. I was a fifth grader when I was writing that. So basically, it was insane because the whole thing was we were trying to get everything done before I turned 12.
So the race was on to get it finished before you hit the 12th birthday. You really do such a nice job in writing and conveying a message. What are you working on now? Are you working on other stories?
I am, but I have to, like, put one of them on hold because I'm currently writing another one. I was writing the second book to, like, the whole disappearance arc. And that one is very different. It wasn't intended to be the second book, just a different story. And then after I had, like, read it, I was, like, 30 chapters in. I read it, and I realized I accidentally added Aviana and Caleb to the story, so it just kind of merged in with the other, like, I realized, oh, yeah, these are in the same universe. Okay, cool.
Are there any other books out there like yours that touch on these subjects, but from the perspective of someone who is 11, 12 years old?
I don't think so, but I hope that after people, like, read the story and, like, get more into the, I hope that there are more people who are willing to come forward and, like, call themselves, like, LGBT, like, all that, like, young kids, because I know a bunch of people will be like, oh, it's just a phase, but if you, like, truly feel something inside, you can't just consider that a phase, because it's just something there, and it's just something that you can't get rid of.
What is it like in the classroom with the other students there? I read where you say that, you know, you get people to wonder why you're doing it, but they all want to be in the next book. What kind of acceptance, feedback do you get from classmates?
Okay, I don't live there anymore because I'd moved over the summer. But basically, a bunch of these people knew about this because I would tell people, hey, I'm writing this book, and, like, I'm adding certain people. Like, I would ask, like, a few people, like, if they wanted a character, because I had planned on getting certain people, like, it'd be easier because I'd have a more accurate representation of these people. And then after I had really been finished writing the story, everybody was, like, super excited, thinking they were going to be in it, even though I didn't ask them. So basically, everything spread around. People wanted to be my story after I got it finished. And this one girl, like, when I had first started publishing it, I had posted a picture of it, and she goes, am I in the story? And I'm like, you're not. And she goes, why? And I go, because I finished the book. And she got, like, kind of mad at me, and I'm like, I finished the book. Like, what am I supposed to do? I finished the book.
And it's off to the publisher, so maybe if you're kind to me, you'll be in a sequel if that happens. It's amazing sort of the feedback that you get. What Are you motivated by other writers? Who do you read? Are there authors out there that you really enjoy reading and maybe influence you some?
Well, I read a lot, but it's kind of just like, if I have like an interesting title or an interesting cover, I'll read it. I'm more into musicals, though. But if I was to name one author, Ned Vizzini, like, he wrote one of my favorite books ever, Be More Chill, which coincidentally is also a musical, and I love it so much. But I think a bunch of these characters also came out from my love for, like, musical. Like, a bunch of these characters might seem similar to characters those in musicals, and it's just, I love musicals so much.
What does the future hold? You've got, like, a few years before you have to make any decisions because, being at 12 years of age, but you want to pursue something like this? Maybe musicals, certainly the writing profession.
Yeah, there's this guy, his name is Lin-Manuel Miranda. I love him so much because he's written two amazing musicals, Hamilton and The
Yes.
Heights, and
Yes.
I Become a Fan, and he's a very good writer, so he makes musicals like that. He writes songs. So I kind of want to be like him, and I want to, like, be in musicals.
You know, it's amazing how he's touched people, not only with Hamilton, but because of Hamilton, I think most of the public now knows who he is, and suddenly you hear his message, and what a genuine person. If you're going to model yourself after somebody, that certainly is someone to do that. What was it like when you picked up that book for the first time, Disappearance, and you've got the book cover, you've got your name at the top of the book? What was that like to, for the first time, hold your book, the published book by Mackenzie Arctic?
I was about to cry because I was so happy. Because I'd never thought I would get to this point. It wasn't supposed to be intended to be like this, and yet here I am. I'm so far along, and it's just amazing that I could make it possible.
You said, I am happy to share these small things in hopes of other people finding a way to find and accept themselves for who they really are. And I think you're on the path to being able to do that with the message, and it's an excellent book. Disappearance is the name of the book. Mackenzie Arctic is the author, our guest on the program. You'll find the book available at bookventure.com in the bookstore. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Mackenzie, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Really enjoyed having a chance to read the book and have you on the program to talk about it. Best of luck with future projects, whether they're the written word or we'll have singers and dancers interpreting your work as well. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Once again, Disappearance, Mackenzie Arctic, the book available at bookventure.com in the bookstore, or you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.